suffering or not, believing their thoughts or not. She doesn't see any difference between states of consciousness. What's called bliss and what's called ordinary mind are equal. One is not a higher state than the other. There's nothing to strive for, nothing to leave behind. There's only one, and not even that. It doesn't matter how you attempt to be disconnected. That's not a possibility. Believing a stressful thought is an attempt to break the connection. That's why it feels so uncomfortable. All suffering is mental. It has nothing to do with the body or with a person's circumstances. You can be in great pain without any suffering at all. How do you know you're supposed to be in pain? Because that's what's happening. To live without a stressful story, to be a lover of what is, even in pain, that's heaven. To be in pain and believe that you shouldn't be in pain, that's hell. Pain is actually a friend. It's nothing I want to get rid of if I can't. It's a sweet visitor. It can stay as long as it wants to. And that doesn't mean I won't take Tylenol. Even pain is projected. It's always on its way out. Can your body hurt when you are not conscious? When you're in pain and the phone rings and it's the call you've been waiting for, you mentally focus on the phone call and there's no pain. If your thinking changes, the pain changes. I have an Israeli friend who is paralyzed from his neck to his toes. He used to see himself as a victim and he had all the proof. The mind is good at that. He was certain that life was unfair. But after doing the work for a while, he came to realize that reality is just the way it should be. He doesn't have a problem now, he says. He's a happy man in a paralyzed body, and he didn't do anything to change his mind. He simply questioned his thinking, and mind changed. The same kind of freedom can happen to people who have lost their husbands or wives or children. An unquestioned mind is the only world of suffering. I was once doing the work with some maximum security prisoners in San Quentin, men who had been given life sentences for murder, rape, and other violent crimes. I asked them to begin by writing down their angry or resentful thoughts. I am angry at, and they filled in the blank, because, and they filled in the blank. And then I ask each of them, in turn, to read the first sentence he had written. One man was shaking with rage so uncontrollably that he couldn't finish reading a sentence, which was, "I am angry at my wife because she set fire to our apartment and my little girl was burned to death." For years he had been living in the hell of his anger, loss, and despair. But he was an unusual man who really wanted to know the truth. Later in the session, after he read another statement he had written, "I need my daughter to be alive," I asked him the work's second question, "Can you absolutely know that that's true?" He went inside himself for the answer, and it blew his mind. He said, "No, I can't absolutely know that." I said, "Are you breathing?" He said, "Yes," and his face lit up. And eventually he discovered that he didn't need his daughter to be alive, that beneath all his rage and despair, he was doing just fine, and that he couldn't even absolutely know what the best thing was for his daughter. The tears and laughter that poured out of him were the most moving things in the world. It was a great privilege to be sitting with this amazing man, and all he had done was question his own beliefs.
Empty yet inexhaustible, it gives birth to infinite worlds.
Mind gives birth to infinite worlds of this and that, loss and sorrow, good and evil. It's complete from the beginning, and yet it's inexhaustible in the production of what isn't. Believing what you think You're carried off into the endless dramas of the self. Until there's peace within you, there is no peace in the world. Because you are the world, you are the earth. The story of earth is all there is of earth and beyond. When you're in dreamless sleep at night, is there a world? Not until you wake up and say, I. When the I arises, welcome to the movie of who you think you are. But if you question it, there's no attachment. It's just a great movie. Get the popcorn, here it comes. I live in completeness. All of us do, though we may not realize it. I don't know anything. I don't have to figure anything out. I gave up 43 years of thinking that went nowhere. And now I exist as a don't-know mind. This leaves nothing but peace and joy in my life. It's the absolute fulfillment of watching everything unfold in front of me as me.
It was never born, thus it can never die.
What is death? How can you die? Who says that you were ever born? There's only the life of an unquestioned thought. There is only mind, if anything. After you think the thought, I'm going to die, where did that thought go? Isn't another thought your only proof that it's true? Who would you be without your story? That's how the world begins. I am. I am a woman. I am a woman who's getting up to brush her teeth and go to work, and on, until the world becomes denser and denser. I am. Question that. That is where the world ends, until what's left comes back to explore the next concept. Do you continue after death? If you question your mind deeply enough, you'll see that what you are is beyond life and death. The questioned mind, because it's no longer seeking, is free to travel limitlessly. It understands that since it was never born, it can never die. It's infinite because it has